Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Jason Dacey, ABC News journalist, property TV presenter, Cockatoo Media founder. Jason, on the Gold Coast now, we have seen in recent days that in Queensland and other places in Victoria, there is going to be starting to be a little bit of easing of some of the COVID-19 restrictions. What's the latest as far as we know today?
Well, Glenn, as I mentioned, I'm on the Gold Coast on a family vacation with my daughter. She's in the surf in front of me. So here in Queensland, it's a pretty normal picture. You know, we've actually seen some easing of restrictions over the last few days. And in fact, people can fly from Canberra, the nation's capital, into Queensland and enjoy the delights of the Gold Coast where I am at the moment. So the state borders are slowly starting to open. But of course, the border south of me between New South Wales and Queensland remains shut. And it's become a big political issue. But of course, the main focus is on Melbourne and the state of Victoria, where the things are really improving a lot. It's we got some good news today, actually. 16 new cases for Victoria, which is fantastic compared to the hundreds that we've been seeing couple of months ago. So things are really starting to look up there. Two deaths, sadly, but we are getting closer to restrictions being eased in Victoria. And we are seeing, similar to Singapore, where we can actually have five people gathering from tomorrow as part of the changing of restrictions there.
Yeah.
And there is a roadmap that Premier Daniel Andrews has got set up, with October 26th being the actual date where really restrictions can be relaxed in a big way. But the 14-day average of cases has now dropped from 23.6 to 22.1. So things are looking a lot better there as far as the cases in Victoria.
Yeah, Jason, that's good news for a lot of people. Not only do we have obviously business people here in Singapore, but lots of students trying to study in Australian universities. Of course, that was one of the early corridors that was opened up, was to let students back in, international students back into the country. So some are there. Some have decided to, for example, stay in Singapore and study remotely. But at least there are some signs that things are opening up. And of course, we're looking toward the holiday season, right, which is going to be coming up pretty soon. Summer will be upon you there in Australia in just a couple of months.
Yes, in fact, it's school holidays here at the moment, and we are going into the final school term of the year. And then, of course, we know that things will get a lot busier in holiday resorts like the Gold Coast where I am at the moment. So the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is putting a lot of pressure on the states to reopen before the summer season. And we've seen you know, the Premier of Queensland being very resistant towards opening up completely. But the main thing is that we are seeing gradually things improving in terms of our caseload in the more populous states of New South Wales and Victoria. So step by step, and I know a lot of Singapore listeners have family and friends in Melbourne, and they've had a really tough time over the last couple of months, but they are seeing that caseload reducing on a daily basis. And that's very, very good. In fact, the Victorian economy will be able to ramp up another gear throughout the next week. Victoria has the second biggest economy in Australia. And they've gone from highly restricted to restricted in the coming week, which means that a lot of factories and businesses will be able to go back to kind of more normal kind of levels of production.
Yeah, I know Victoria, especially Melbourne, was hit so hard, and they had another 6 week lockdown after they had just come out of one. And this one, of course, particular area, particular building, quarantine building that was compromised, we'll say it that way. And the mood across Australia must be a little bit of an exhale at this moment, right? People must be feeling a little bit better about the fact that they're able to get out and about a little more freely than they were just a month ago.
Yeah, the atmosphere has changed a lot, especially in Melbourne, the second biggest city of Australia, where even like small things like from tomorrow, personal trainers will be allowed to, you know, work with people in terms of exercise, which is a really big thing. And so that's even a small step. And here in Queensland, you know, I'm from New South Wales originally, and they are kind of relaxing the northern New South Wales kind of bubble. So you can actually go to Byron Bay and some of the places near the border. And that's been a big thing with the Gold Coast where I am, being on the border, it's really thrown a lot of businesses into chaos because people are doing business on both sides of the border.
Sure.
So from the October the 1st, you'll actually be able to drive south of the border and visit some of the places in northern New South Wales that some of your listeners perhaps might be familiar with.
That's amazing. Jason, when you're out and about, you know, at restaurants or in town, are people wearing masks? Are people practicing social distancing, physical distancing, or is that kind of some do, some don't?
Yeah, I think it's some do, some don't, especially here in Queensland. But in Victoria, in Melbourne, it's mandatory to wear masks. But it's very, very different here. For example, last night we went to a Japanese restaurant at Southport, which is near Surfers Paradise, and people were packed together pretty much and eating sushi together. And people weren't really that concerned because we don't have any community outbreak here in Queensland. Right. But in Victoria, it's still very restricted when it comes to the F&B scene. And we actually saw an initiative from the Victorian State Premier, Daniel Andrews, to try and get people to eat more outside in Melbourne, to try and follow the rule of Paris and other places like New York, where people are encouraged to eat outside rather than indoors, where there's less chance of coronavirus spread. Hmm. So continues to be really a kind of split story here in Australia, where some areas you'll see face masks. You go to a supermarket here in Southeast Queensland, you will see some face masks, but not really that many. Whereas in Victoria, you'll see them everywhere. So it's a different story depending on where you are.
Yeah. As you look forward now, as we start to come in toward that all-important holiday season, which was cut very short last year, are people already talking about, hey, hopefully really being able to open up wide in a way to welcome tourists back? Is that part of what the government is saying? Is that part of, obviously, merchants would be wanting that, but is that part of the thinking now, not just in Queensland, but maybe Victoria and other places?
Definitely. You know, we want to see a lot of tourism given a boost. Even Tasmania, the island of Tasmania, which is south of Melbourne, that's had virtually zero tourism, from out-of-state visitors and international visitors. And it's a very polarizing subject. Here in the Gold Coast, there's an election coming up in Queensland on the 31st of October, and people are split. You know, have we done the right thing in being so severe by closing our borders, by keeping people out internationally? Or, do we need to really kind of make sure that businesses can be kind of given a boost and people can come in? And so there's that kind of discussion that goes on and on. And here in the Gold Coast, we're just saying this morning that normally you see big groups of Chinese tourists, or Indian tourists. We're not seeing that at all.
Yeah.
And in one way, it's quite nice because it's not so busy. And also, we can stay in a lovely apartment like the one I'm in now at a very competitive rate.
Yeah, sure.
But, we are missing the tourism. So we are going to see a big decision in state elections, including the one here in Queensland. Mm. Do they support what the state government has done in being so strict on coronavirus? Only 6 deaths in Queensland, which is remarkable, similar population to Singapore. Yep. So yeah, it's an ongoing discussion. And I definitely think that even here in Queensland from this week, we'll be able to have 30 people in a gathering. So that means heading towards the holidays, we can get together with other families, in a bigger group and, have dinner parties and barbecues and all that. And as you know, Glenn, you've been to Australia. That's a huge part of life out here when it comes to the summer months, November, December and January.
Yeah, of course, another spot that a lot of Singaporeans and people based in Singapore go to is Perth, heading out to the West Coast and getting into the wine country there and the beaches and all that. And that seems to have been relatively unscathed and might be in good position for the upcoming holidays as well.
Exactly, yes. Of course, Perth is the closest major city in Australia to Singapore. We've only seen 9 deaths, coronavirus deaths, in Western Australia. But they've been quite strict as well with their borders. Mark McGowan, the Premier of Western Australia, has been very, very careful about opening the border. He's got a lot of criticism as well. But I think there's a good chance that by Christmas, the Margaret River wine country and also the beaches of Perth will be accessible by people outside the state. Whether that's going to be Singaporeans, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Awesome. Jason Dacey joining us, ABC News journalist, property TV presenter, former host of this show, joining us from Queensland in Australia. Jason, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Glenn, and thanks to all the listeners. Do stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.